sing your country's anthem, sing your land's undying fame. Light the wondrous tale of nations with your people's golden name. Tell your father's noble story, raise on high your country's sign. Join then in the final glory, brother, lift your flag with mine.
So, with Pete Seeger, this has been quite an evening, I feel. I hope you enjoy the things that Pete does. I do, immensely. And this is the end of the evening for me, too. Until next week, then, good night. This is Theodore Bickel at home.
You've been listening to Theodore Bickel at Home, presented by Cresta Blanca Wines, the wines with the great award records in America's two great competitions. Cresta Blanca presents Theodore Bickel each Sunday evening from 10 to 11, and the popular Frank Evans Show on KRHM, Saturdays and Sundays from 2 to 4. 5 full hours of listening enjoyment from Cresta Blanca Premium Quality Wines. This is KRHM Los Angeles, 94.7 on your dial, transmitting from Mount Wilson with studios and offices in the Tishman Building at 3440 Wilshire Boulevard. Time for listening to hi-fi. Well, no need to leave your throat dry. Just lean back and relax with some chill, delightfully refreshing 7-Up. The late KRHM news headlines: a massive search is underway off the coast of Portugal for a Portuguese flying boat forced down in the Atlantic with 36 aboard, including 6 American passengers. Refueling forced an unscheduled stop at Great Falls, Montana, by a plane carrying Secretary of State Dulles to the Colombo Conference of Asian Nations in Seattle. 5 are known dead and 18 missing in this morning's apartment house fire in Montreal. Senator John Kennedy of Massachusetts said that he thinks a Democratic presidential candidate who favors a strong stand on civil rights can carry the South in 1960.
Hello there, or I should say hello down there. If you, go ahead, look up into the sky. Come on, look up. This is a brand new show we begin tonight, and I am pretty far out, or way up, or what have you. We're going to call the show Worth Listening To, and we're going to do some different things than we have been doing on Entertainment World. We're going to go all over and talk to all kinds of people, maybe even you. You never know. And we're just flying around here, overlooking Los Angeles and Southern California. I see Les Claypool down there, and he's got a hole on top of his head. And there goes Theo Bakel racing for a plane. Let's see if we can get Theo. Theo! Theo Bakel! He still runs. He's going to New York. But we shall try. And we'll be here until 1 o'clock, and we'll be playing music. Some jazz, some folk songs, and what have you. And just talking, and we might drop by an art gallery tonight, which is brand new and opening tomorrow night. And I see they're hanging the pictures down on the wall down there. And we might drop into the interlude because Ruth Olay said she'd sing something especially for you. And you never know who we pick up. I see a couple of young folk singers down around Los Angeles. And maybe we'll drop down and talk to them. So, that's what kind of show we're going to have. I notice Theo Bakel was a little late again tonight, and it's very cold up here. Matter of fact, it's cold all over. And let's see, it's might be some light showers. It is a little damp up here. Let's see if we can get Theo Bakel again, because I'd like him to say hello to you before he goes to New York, where he'll be, oh, for a long, long time. And you know, then we'll see what happens. You never know what's going to happen around here, so let's take a chance. Theo, are you there? Now we shall try again for a second time.
We got him.
As we start a brand new series this evening, I think it's very appropriate that we have one of our own very exciting personalities just come in and say a greeting to you and even to me. Mr. Theodore Bakel, whom we catch very hurriedly on his way to a plane.
Well, and I hope greetings. First of all, greetings. Did you know, incidentally, talking of own personalities, did you know that, well, you know, in the corridor here, there's pictures of all our own personalities.
Yes.
And I'm pictured there as a Nazi officer with a full swastika and everything.
There's one in the back, too, you know.
That's charming.
In our promotion office. But we can change that if you like.
Oh, I don't really care. People right. know about character actors by now. Well, I'm on my way to New York, as
yes.
you said, you know, with one hand on the door handle and another one holds the suitcase and the third one holds the guitar. And it's all very sick.
Why? You're doing things like making films and recordings, and you're broadcast in New York, and you are, I would assume, the travelingest man I know. Have some coffee.
Thank you very much. Can you imagine, though, anybody wanting to put up with an airplane ticket? You know, people asking, you know, all the nice Jewish mothers want to marry off their daughters, and they say,
why, are you a doctor?
Practically. When you're going to get married, are you married? I say, who wants to marry an airplane ticket? You
know? Why the trip to New York now, Theo?
I have to cut another couple of albums. Sounds
for,
very professional,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, yes. For, let's see, the label is...
Elektra. Same
yes.
as ever.
Yes.
And one of them will be a volume two of Jewish folk songs. The other one will probably be in conjunction with Geula Gil, the girl who, the star of the Oranim.
Yes, you had her on your broadcast many times.
And then there is a television show out of New York, which is on NBC Network. They turned over a whole half hour to me, which I'm writing.
Really? Mm-hmm. I might add or say right now, Theo, that the performance you gave on the Playhouse 90, it was a week ago last Thursday, was just magnificent.
Thank you. It was
thrilling.
You see, my point is that the rest of the world sins all year round and atone for one day, and I sin one day and have to atone for the rest of the year.
Wonderful line.
So that's probably why I'm doing the NBC show, because
yes,
that's sponsored
kind of
by the Jewish Theological Seminary.
Oh, really? They do some wonderful broadcasts. I remember those when I was in New York. They, in conjunction, I believe, with the Jewish Federation of Philanthropies, did a dramatic show depicting the problems of old age and many of the social problems of not only Jewish people, but people of all races and denominations. Mm-hmm. And this was just a magnificent show, and I am very frankly negotiating right now to get some of these scripts and to produce them out here.
Yes, they're quite exquisite, really. Some of them were written by my pal, Morton Wishengrad.
Morton Wishengrad, there. That's the one.
Yeah. In, you know,
what kind of broadcast are you going to do?
This is a telecast, actually.
Or a telecast, yes.
And it's I'm calling it, because I'm writing it myself, I'm calling it Shall These Bones Live? And based on, of course, on Ezekiel 37, the resurrection, or rather the resuscitation of the Hebrew language, which was thought dead for so many centuries, but in my opinion was just dormant or hibernating.
How come there are not locally here in California any of these type broadcasts or shows, whether telecast or radio?
This will be on in California because that's networked. However, it goes on at 1:30 in the afternoon on a Sunday in New York, which means that when it's shown here at 10:30 in the morning, and who will get up at that hour?
Well, they're up listening to my show in the morning.
Says he, smiling broadly.
They listen, I know that. My fabulous
Your aunt email. Called?
Well, once. There you go. Theo, we play a lot. Many of your albums, the Russian folk songs, an actor.
Actor's Holiday. You nearly said an actor prepared.
I was going to. I was looking at the Stanislavski book recently. Also, the Jewish folk songs. And I believe there's some others.
Yes,
Israeli folk
Israeli
songs.
Folk songs, yes. And there's Young Man and a Maid with Cynthia Gooding.
And,
so.
Yeah, and how extensive is your repertoire?
Oh, I suppose I know about 400 songs without having to rehearse, and I could lay my hands on a few more, really. Pretty extensive, you know, when the party gets going and it's pretty late, I could come up with some weird ones.
Some weird ones, most of which can be heard on your own show, which precedes mine.
Actually, I've been very neglectful about this. I haven't been singing too much on my own show. Probably to use the Madison Avenue term to avoid overexposure, but this is ridiculous. I don't really mind that at all.
Well, you don't mind if I play some?
No.
This evening and hereafter?
Okay. Thank you.
Where do you find all your time? As you mentioned to me before we went on the air, since you were back in California from your trip to Greece and London making a film, you did the Playhouse 90, recorded your shows, and 3,000 other little things.
Well, that is the one limitation that I have to perforce recognize, and that's a limitation of time. I simply haven't found a way yet to stretch a day into 26 hours.
We're working
but
on
I'm
it.
Working. Oh, yeah.
We all are.
Sure.
We need it. Theo, I know you have to catch a plane for New York. I would like for you to promise me something, that you come up some evening and we'll talk. Just do a continuation of your show, which sometimes gets off on time and sometimes a little late.
Be delighted, really.
And just to spend an evening with you, not in your home, but in my home.
Good,
and,
fine.
And we shall talk of whatever you'd like to talk. And I like to discuss the theater and motion pictures, which you don't really delve into very deeply in your show, do you?
No. Let's keep business out of this, I keep saying to myself.
Yeah. Well, I would like to include
but
that.
But you can.
Yes,
you know.
Because this is devoted to the arts, whether they are show business or... matter of fact, later on this evening, we're going to a art gallery, and then we're going to go to the Magnolia Theater in Long Beach, which is doing some fine work.
Yes, I heard about that.
And we have the rehearsals, and some of the performers are in that show. So anyway, I would like you, when you do come back, how long are you going to be gone?
Oh, around about Christmas time, I think I'll be back in California.
Well, good. Then we can say that we shall expect you for a full evening of 2 hours of Theo Bekel, not as the folk singer alone, but as a magnificent actor and man of the theater.
Thank you.
And folk songs. And we shall play your records tonight.
Thanks very much.
Theo Bekel. And now we can go into our show.
Bye-bye.
Leave my coffee.
I won't.
Boy, he's got gall. First we have a hard time getting him, then he takes my coffee. It's cold up here, Theo. We're at 18,000 feet now, and we can see all of Los Angeles and almost all of Southern California. And this is a show which is from henceforth to be called Worth Listening To, and anything goes. We shall talk to anyone, big stars, people like, oh, I don't know, just name a big star. Sonny Tufts. I see a lot of my friends down there. It's quite a view from up here. You know what your friends are doing, sneaks. There's Oliver Cetia and Eleanor and a whole mob down there getting drunk. Art Ronnie in the Herald Express says, we'll take listeners on a tour of Los Angeles after dark and bring them the sights and sounds of a city that only slumbers and never sleeps. Great line, great line. I wonder who thought that up. We'll visit nightclubs, coffee houses, theaters, Skid Row bars, which is really where I belong, police stations, where I might make an appearance tomorrow, drive-ins, and we'll talk to cops and anybody. You know, like, this is going to be your show. As we fly around, and every once in a while we'll come down and say hello and talk to people. We might even talk to people like Art Kevin, if he's listening somewhere, because he's a big star. When they said go up to the place up there, you know, I'm closer to the moon right now than anybody, and every once in a while I see a missile go flying by. Anyway, they said take some commercials because somebody's got to pay for the gas. So we shall have a drink and then come back for some music. How about that?
Before you lift that glass, remember, it's not the real thing unless it's made with Rose's lime juice. On the rocks or in a stem glass, Rose's lime juice gives it that real taste.
And here's to your health. And may you have much of it. And if you're going to buy Rose's lime juice, and I assume you are because you're pretty tasty type people, an excellent market to shop, and I can see it from here, is the Richards Lido Isle Market at 3433 Via Lido in Newport Beach. Not only is Richards Lido Isle Market at Lido Beach, but I can see a couple of people necking down there, and it's cold. Mm. Richards serves Newport, Balboa, and the Bay Area, and you'll enjoy shopping at Richards Lido Isle Market. You'll always find an ample supply of Rose's lime juice there. That's Richards Lido Isle in Newport Beach. Down there, you with that FM radio in your car, drive a little slower, please. Music is another thing we'll be featuring here on the show, and I think you might like it. Thank you. Let's move down to about 3,000 feet because I see a very pretty young lady down there. And I got eyes to talk to her. Weather for Los Angeles and vicinity. I have a faster report than the Weather Bureau because I'm closer. Partly cloudy with chance of light showers Monday morning, clearing in the afternoon. It'll be locally windy with high around 70 degrees. Mostly sunny and a little warmer on Tuesday. Down at 2,000 feet, she's getting better looking every time. Talk to her in a moment, but first, the first movement from Kelso.
Be a winner with Kelso. Why let a headache cramp your style when there's Kelso to help? When your temples are throbbing, let sparkling Kelso go to work in your system. It's a mineral water, a natural help. Soothing, pleasing, alkalizing. Kelso over ice is a healthy answer for wake-up headaches or hard-day headaches. You try it. Always keep Kelso water on hand at your house. Get the six-pack. Here's to your good health with Kelso.
A fine suggestion, my boy, a fine suggestion. And the very smartest people buy Kelso at Lord's and Elwood, wine and spirits merchants, now in their 25th year. And they're located at 8847-8847 Beverly Boulevard between Robertson and Doheny. Leave us move a little closer and talk to this one here who is... We're in Beverly Hills now. Came in for a landing. Pretty rough landing because it's a pretty miserable night. Hello there.
Hi.
Oh, I was wondering if you're going to talk to me. You know, I don't like pickups, dear. Yeah. Even flying around. How are you?
Just fine, thank you, Paul.
Well, you have a very sexy type voice.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. And what is your name?
Charlene Bartley.
Now that I'm being fresh about the whole scene.
Yeah.
Charlene Bartley. And, Bartley, yes. And you're a singer.
Mm-hmm.
See,
Mazinga.
You're a singer? Scotty, what do you do? And
that's what they tell me.
You have a hot little record in your hand, which is on the RCA Victor label, which doesn't impress me at all. Because, you know, I play everything. What kind of singer are you, Charlene?
Oh, well, gee, I don't know. Just a singer, I guess.
Yeah. Do you consider yourself jazz or what?
Oh, some people say that I am a commercial jazz singer.
Commercial jazz? That's nice. Let's listen to something from this hot little record you have, which is an album, really. And for you skulls who would like to buy it, it's LPM 1478. Not the price, the number. At Music City, Wallach's, both stores, which is a free commercial. And then we shall talk morally to you, Charlene. That's a very interesting name, Charlene Bartley. Is it real or is it...
It's a name they gave me.
Really?
Among other things.
All right. Speaking of names that were given, I heard something on the radio today, which was AM, because I don't have a Gonset or a Debut square. And this new singer, what's his name now? By God, it's so ridiculous. Let me think of it while we play your record, and I'll come out with it. But when you hear it, hearty har har.
How glad the many millions of Hal and Don and Williams would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall heart.
See, we have strong winds, even down here. And besides that, you're supposed to keep your cotton picking hands off the records. So leave us try it again. One of those nights.
How glad the many millions of
gee, same song.
And Don and Williams would be to capture me. But you had such persistence, you wore down my resistance. I fell, and it was swell. You're my big and brave and handsome Romeo. How I won you, I shall never, never know. It's not that you're attractive, but oh, my heart grew active when you came into view. Emotion. Could you care for a cunning cottage we could share? The world will pardon my mush, 'cause I've got a crush, my baby. Got a crush, my baby, on you.
Very tasty. Got a crush on you. This is Charlene Bentley, who sings.
Bartley,
see? This is a rough day for me, honey. You know, this is the first time I've been flying around, and the ears are all stuffed. Might be my brains. I'll talk to you in a minute. Have you ever met...
I love your show.
Thank you.
Just fine.
Thank you large.
Just
a whole
fine.
Heap. Have you ever met Frank Evans?
Frank Evans? No,
yeah.
I don't believe I have.
Meet Frank Evans.
Would like to.
This is Frank Evans. If you're a computer design or transistor circuit engineer, you'll be interested in what I'm going to say. Telemeter Magnetics is looking for creative thinkers who want the opportunity to work in small groups headed by nationally known men in the industry. Are you that kind of man? Well, then you should join one of Telemeter Magnetics' research or design groups. They're the nation's leading producers of memory cores, arrays, and computer memory systems. In fact, Telemeter Magnetics designed and built the first magnetic core memory ever used in an electronic computer. Projects planned include development beyond the present frontiers of the memory art. There are a few positions open, and they'll remain open until the right men are found. Here's an opportunity for a big future, loaded with the promise of fabulous growth. Make that wonderful future yours. For an appointment, phone John Link at Granite 8 9875. That's John Link at Granite 8 9875. Telemeter Magnetics of West Los Angeles.
Thank you, Frank Evans. Can never get rid of him. He's a good boy. Did you hear his show today?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry. I missed it.
Frank did an interview with the people involved in the motion picture I Want to Live. And he had the producer, the writer, the director, and Johnny Mandel, along with Shelley Mann. It was a beautiful show. Mm. And I want to thank Frank publicly, while I'm down here, for the nice credit he gave me at the end of the show for kind of helping him direct the production.
He has a morning show?
Frank is on from 2 to 5 every day.
I'll have to listen in.
And listen in and send money. The telephone is ringing, which is pretty odd because we don't have a telephone. Charlene, your album is called The Weekend of a Private Secretary. Are you?
Yes, well, I guess so.
And do you know any others? Those things get dark around here. How did you get to call this?
The A&R man in New York.
Who's
Fred
that?
Reynolds.
Fred Reynolds.
Is the one that decided on the title, mm-hmm. on the tunes, and the background, and everything, I guess.
Yeah, who you've got on here?
Hal McCusick.
Oh, I know Hal very well. Matter
very
fact,
good.
I worked with him when we were both with
Real crazy
Bethlehem
alto
Marcus.
Man.
Yes. And some of Tito Puente, I think.
Mm-hmm. We used Tito Puente.
Tito Puente. And you just completed an engagement, which means you worked at the Statler Hotel
in Los Angeles.
Skinny Ennis. Who's thinner, he or I?
Well, I don't know, I guess maybe you are a little bit, huh? Oh, gee.
You've been listening to Charlene Barton, and I think we'll take off.
Charlene,
you're from Boston,
mm-hmm.
which is not a crazy thing to advertise. Actually, no, it's a nice town. I like Boston.
That's a swinging town.
There. Really, and I had a ball. And, how long are you out here?
Oh, I've been here about 8 weeks now, I guess. I just
really?
Got back from Palm Springs.
I mean, in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, Boston?
No, I was in Boston. I played Blindstrup's in Boston and then came right to the Statler Hotel in Los Angeles.
Oh.
And
so you've got some pretty big credits. Blindstrup's is one of the bigger clubs in Boston, in case anybody doesn't know.
It's 1,700 people.
Yeah, and they have all the big acts.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I had my own show. I was headlining. I have my own TV show in Boston.
Yeah, so what'd you give it up and come out here for?
Well, I haven't given it up. It's still going.
Oh, really?
I'm on vacation.
So you're
came
going
for the
back
summer, and now it's winter, you know.
Yes, it's cold.
And I kind of like it out here.
You're going back then?
Well, I don't really know what I'm going to do at the present time, Paul. I kind of like it here. Mm. My family's here. And I thought I might stay around for a little while.
All right, you can.
I'd like to.
You have my official blessing.
I'm meeting a lot of wonderful people.
Thanks a lot. Now you can stay.
I'm having fun.
Charlene. And very charming young lady. I wish you could see her. Are you going to do any TV around here?
Yes, we have a TV show on November the 20th on Lindsay Crosby show.
Lindsay Crosby? Lindsay Crosby?
Is that right?
Whatever happened to him? He's in the Army.
Oh.
Is he going to be in that Army show?
I guess so.
No, I know the guy who's working on it.
I'm very excited about it.
Bad show.
Should be
not
fun.
Really. It's going to be fun. A friend of mine, Art Kevin,
mm-hmm.
is the man behind the show. He's working on it very hard, one day in a month. And
I'm going to give you the visit.
It's going to be a good show.
Should I say hello?
No, we don't talk to him. Charlene, let's play another. I wish you would have let me play The Weekend of a Private Secretary because I'm out for one. But you
won't. Looking for a secretary?
Yes.
Well. Here she is.
Really, you want a job?
Huh?
All right. Do you know how to fly?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
I can do anything. Fly.
Well, good night, folks. This has been it.
I'm flying. I got news for you.
All right. We will play another of your sides. Can we see you shortly here in town, other than the TV show?
Well, at the present time, I'm just doing the show, and I'm seeing agents. I may be going to Pasadena. I just got back from Palm Springs. I'm organizing
Pasadena?
A group. They told me that I should get a little group.
Vocal group.
A little jazz group behind me.
Oh.
And this is something I've always wanted to do.
Crazy.
And I have a couple agents that are working on a jazz group.
Hmm.
Break it in someplace.
Joe Glazer. Boy agent.
No, ABC. Is
That's Joe Glazer.
Oh, uh-huh. Yes.
You know, like, Joe's a swinger from way
uh-huh.
back. And I think he is. Charlene, let's... Huh?
I'd like it.
You'd like it what?
I'd like to get a little jazz group, a nice jazz group, you know?
All right. What have we got queued up? Talk to you again.
Oh, this guy.
What do we queue up?
You're too much. Sand in My Shoes.
All right. This is, who wrote this?
Sand in My Shoes.
Sand in My Shoes.
Guys, there we go.
Frank Lesser, who... Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's play this and then we'll talk a little bit more. All right? I need your permission yet. Huh? Don't touch the arm.
The sensuous strains of a soft guitar's deep in my soul, the thundering roll of a tropic sea under the stars. That was Havana.